This is Mike.
Hi, this is Tiffany calling from customer support. How can I help you?
Hi, Tiffany. This is Mike Harper. I'm calling. I'm looking to see, I've had some charges on my card, and I was looking to see the address that you were sending those to.
Okay, can I start with that zip code?
My zip code is 68031, and my name is Mike Hoff, H-O-F-F.
Okay, may you verify the shipping address for me?
The shipping address, mine is P.O. Box 431, Hooper, Nebraska.
Okay. And that's near or on 201 East School Street?
East 4th Street, no, nowhere near that.
East School Street?
Yes.
Okay. It says 201 East School Street, P.O. Box 431, Hooper, Nebraska?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, sir. It looks like this is a membership, and it also looks like you are enrolled in that HeroBod app that has fitness exercises and meal plans on there. And this stems from that tactical bag purchase you made in September on the 26th.
Okay, there was supposed to be no subscription or nothing to that. I'd like to cancel that. I have not received anything whatsoever from you folks.
With the subscription, you're supposed to receive a monthly voucher for $125 to shop on the Factory Direct store. But I'm not sure why you haven't received that yet or the notification that you're enrolled into the app.
Yep, I would prefer just canceling everything out.
Okay, sir, I can get the account closed for you. Just bear with me for a moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Mike, I got the account closed for you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Since I didn't receive anything in November, can we get those charges reversed for me?
Because it was a contractual agreement, sir, there's not really much I can do on this account except for... there's not really much I can do except for send you those vouchers.
Well, I didn't receive what was supposed to be said, so I guess my next step is I'll just contact my credit card company and explain to them that, you know, nothing was sent out to me and it was charged, and I can let them dispute it with you then.
Okay, sir. Can I place you on a brief hold to speak with a supervisor?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, sir. So I did speak with the supervisor. Those $39.99 charges, they did not go through. The one from November 2nd, I don't know if it's shown up on your side as a different date, maybe like the 4th or something. That $56.95 charge, can I offer you a 35% refund?
No, because I can dispute it with my credit card company and get 100% of it taken off.
Okay, can I offer you a 50% refund, sir? This is a contractual agreement, and once you click that sign send button, then it did bind you to this payment.
No, because the prior month you also charged me like $75 also. So that's why if I don't get 100% of this one taken care of, I will just contact him on both of the charges and get both of those taken care of.
I do understand, sir. Would a 75% refund be better?
100% is the only way I'm going to agree to that, or I just contact my company.
Okay, so it looks like now I have to get you transferred over for the one that happened in October, and for the $56.95, I can give you the full refund, okay?
Okay.
One second.
Huh?
Girl, if you lock the door.
I don't think she's here.
No, both of them are here.
No, Chris ain't here. Oh. We don't have to work today then. We don't have to work.
Good afternoon.
Since you locked the door, we're gonna just take off. We're not working.
No.
Hello.
Hey.
Since you relocked the door, we're just gonna
oh.
Take the day off.
Okay. For two of you. Do you need help with something?
Oh, this is fine.
Yes, they are. Oh, good morning. That's the first thing I do.
We're remodeling the wash pad.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. He's not gonna be in the form. Yeah, he's in Omaha doing some deliveries. He left early. He'll be back after lunch.
How soon do you need work? We're stripping things out right now.
Okay.
How soon are you done with
it? Give us about 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll get the squeeze clamp off and the forks on for you.
Okay.
So in about 45 minutes, if you see it sitting outside with the forks on it, you're more than welcome to go take it.
Okay. Question for you.
Yep.
Where do you guys
We usually go out to Rawhide and refill those. That's where we go. You know where that's at, don't you?
Usually pretty much. Rawhide is one of my accounts, but I don't know where they're at.
Okay. So you're going to go left past the airport.
Okay.
You're going to go towards North Bend.
Okay.
When you start going towards North Bend,
Yeah,
when you're kind of going up and around, you're going to take that first road.
When you get on the four lane towards North Bend, you're going to take the first left on that, and Rawhide's the first left on that road.
Okay.
Is where they're at.
Yeah.
And normally there's somebody there that can fill it right away when you do go out.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure. Do they also sell things or no?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fast tires?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can get them in. I don't believe they have any on hand right now, but yeah, they can order one in and do stuff like that. So.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Thank you so much. So I want to make sure you guys are taken care of because you've done such a tremendous favor.
Yep. Yep. We've got a few appliances that we got to get pulled this morning.
Mm-hmm.
After we're pulled, we'll get the forklift all ready for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
He gives us free car washes. We have a bunch of coupons.
I know I do.
Huh?
Oh.
I was sitting there going, why is he sitting outside? Because I've seen him so many times before. And it's like he always gives us free car washes for using the forklift. You know what? Madam, you know what I'm going to ask today? Hey, this one, hold on. You know what I'm going to ask, though? When you're done with it, if you can power wash the front area off where it's all full of oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would really help us out tremendously.
It's real